Get the whole family ready to step into that famous back-to-school feeling with Famous Footwear's buy one, get one half off sale going on now. That's one pair of Chuck Advance for him and half off Adidas for her. Fresh new Timberlands for her and half off new boots for you. Shop top brands that'll make your family feel like they're on top of the world. Famous Footwear, because everyone deserves to feel a little famous. Buy one item, get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Some exclusions apply.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bombers postgame show rolls on. Classic Hits 101.7.
33-7, Sheridan gets the win over Mountain Home tonight. Tough way to start the season for the Bombers. And their only score of the night came from the defense. And it was a nice play as Tatum Beshears reached in and stripped the ball away from Peyton Edwards of Sheridan. Took it 60 yards for the score. That at that point, it cut the lead to 14-7 with 1 minute left before halftime. That was the halftime score, 14-7. And the Bombers had a little momentum after that play had occurred and got the opening kickoff of the second half. Did not do anything on the first drive and then had back-to-back turnovers. And it just kind of snowballed from there, unfortunately, for Mountain Home. Sonny's still working on stats. We'll check those coming up here in just a little bit. We'll take another break right now. It's a final score. Sheridan defeats Mountain Home 33-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years, and they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!
Get the whole family ready to step into that famous back-to-school feeling with Famous Footwear's buy one, get one half-off sale going on now. That's one pair of Chuck Advance for him and half-off Adidas for her. Fresh new Timberlands for her and half-off new boots for you. Shop top brands that'll make your family feel like they're on top of the world. Famous Footwear, because everyone deserves to feel a little famous. Buy one item, get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Some exclusions apply.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation reminds you that 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. The foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
We continue with the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
33-7, the final score. Sheridan defeats Mountain Home this evening. And Sonny Elliott with a look at the final stats for us.
Big night for the Yellow Jacket offense. They produced 333 total yards. They finished 5-7 passing for 69 yards and rushed 41 times for 264. Alden Lucas had another big game against the Bombers, 20 carries for 142. The young man that came in the fourth quarter.
Taylor,
yes. Taylor off the bench, 6 carries for 69 yards all in that quarter. Throw in 42 yards rushing for Peyton Edwards. The Bombers tonight, they struggled. 36 carries for 141 yards, 0-5 passing with that interception on the tipped ball. Bryce led the way. Bryce McKay had 54 yards on 13 attempts. Nice little night, though, for the sophomore. Gage Lindsey came in, got 6 carries for 22 yards in relief of Boje and Hirschberger, who we didn't see again after he had that little tweak when he went down on the carry. So, you know, that obviously per carry average is not what you're looking for in this rushing offense. So they're going to want to go back to the drawing board this week and see what they can come up with to solidify that blocking scheme a little bit.
You bet. Let's get our drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting for all your surveying and engineering needs. Oh, by the way, first off, game stats. I forgot that. They're brought to you by Mike Stockton, financial consultant of Financial Services and Investment Strategies Group. You can call Mike at 870-701-5160. Now the drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting for all your surveying and engineering needs. Call Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. We're going to go back to that second drive of the game for Mountain Home, Sonny. It was a drive where they picked up 4 first downs, got the ball down to the 12. They stalled out, turned it over on downs, but we saw the momentum started to shift a little bit with that drive.
We did, and we saw what we're looking to do with the football, and we saw it again in the fourth quarter. We had another nice drive that had a couple of 2 or 3 first downs, and, you know, that was a talented – that's a much-improved Sheridan football team.
Yes.
You know, their reputation has not been great over the last few years, but Coach Parker's trying to build something. You know, he started with that crew of sophomores that are now 27 seniors. That's an experienced football team with some beef up front and some talented running backs. And they found some plays that they were having a lot of success with, and they went back to the well over and over, you know. So that's one thing that Coach West and his defensive staff, I'm sure, is going to look at on the film this weekend and figure out what they need to do to solidify that. Got to eliminate that cutback lane in the middle of the defense and strengthen that defensive end play there to really take that. They got to set the edge a little bit better.
Yes.
We didn't set the edge. We did struggle a little bit with that. I'm sure that's in the scrimmage, so I'm sure they've been working on that, and they're just going to have to continue to play, and they're going to have to find that depth. They need that depth along the line. We saw more of the young kids play a little bit in the defensive backfield and the offensive backfield, but we didn't really see much. I saw one sophomore come in and get some defensive live play there in the fourth, but that's where we need to get those guys a break, especially because you can't play every down on offense and defense on the line.
And like we talked about in the pregame, 8 players starting both ways.
Right.
It's tough to do. It is. All right, we'll take one more break, come back, get our final thoughts, and also get our Dirty Jersey Award coming up here in just a little bit. Final score, 33-7. Sheridan defeats Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
When a bear is chasing you, you take off faster than a toupee in a fan factory. So hurry into the final days of the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Come in and get 20% estimated savings on select 2019 Ford vehicles. This offer ends soon, and when we say soon, we mean September 3rd. So hurry up before pumpkin spice shows up in everything. Get to the final days of the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event at your local Ford dealer. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on the sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize you're home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
The Bombers postgame show rolls on. Classic Hits 101.7.
33-7, the final score. Sheridan gets the win. Let's get our Dirty Jersey Award brought to you by Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate Group. You can call Matt at 405-4144. And, Sonny, I think you and I were definitely in agreement on this. We're going to go with Brock Boje tonight. Played very well both sides of the football.
He did, and I actually thought he did yeoman's work on defense. He was very successful coming up from his middle linebacker spot and making plays there at the line of scrimmage. You know, we don't do a lot of penetrating in this defense, but he did a great job. He did solid work at fullback. You know, another kid who never came off the field hardly there toward the end, until the end of the ball game.
Right.
And that kid is tough as nails, and he will probably – I would no doubt that he will give us that effort every week.
Well, it's good to have him back on the field, too, after he missed so much of was it last year he had –
No, you're thinking of his brother, Blake.
That's what it was. Yes.
This is Brock. So,
well, I'll tell you what, between Boje and McKay, I've got them all mixed up tonight, haven't I? Hey, I only called him Isaac once tonight.
That's
pretty good for me.
That is good.
Well, you always hear a team makes the most improvements from game one to game two, and that's what we'll be looking for next week. Harrison rolled over P. Ridge tonight 42-7, so the Goblins have one of their better teams they've had in years.
They feel like they're loaded for bear, and that they're going to make a run at Pulaski Academy or Little Rock Christian for that state championship. And I'm pretty sure the Little Rock Christian had its way with Batesville tonight.
They rolled over the Pioneers, yes.
Yes, and so, you know, that's a good football team in Harrison, and they're fired up, and they're going to be wanting to come into Bomber Stadium and make some noise.
Yep. Be a tough one next Friday night. Home opener. Hope to see everybody out there. Again, the final score here, Sheridan 33, Mountain Home 7. Sonny, thanks for being here.
Not a problem. You know, I enjoyed the opportunity. Hopefully it wasn't too hard on the folks back home. I did learn a valuable lesson tonight. It's almost impossible to do color on the radio and keep stats at the same time. That's why Bob never tried it.
Well, there's lots of reasons Bob didn't try it, but I knew Bob would be easy to replace. I didn't realize how easy, though.
Oh.
Gotta get my shots in at him.
Coach Bird was my coach, you know. 31 years ago, I was wearing this uniform, Bomber uniform, and he was one of my coaches and had a great set of coaches. I love Coach Bird to death. You know, it's a great guy. He's always fun to travel with, and we'll miss him a lot this season.
Well, he was fun to work with. He may sneak away with a trip with us.
Well, he needs to come
kidnap him, but he'll go with.
Well,
us.
He needs to go eat some ribs.
That's what I'll do. That's what
I'll. I'll have the pork shoulder plate because I'm the weirdo, and you guys can chow on some ribs.
That's when we go to Memphis. That's right. All right, that's going to do it for the broadcast tonight. Thank you for joining us. We'll catch you next week when Harrison comes to town. For Sonny Elliott and for Matt Sharp, our producer of the station, I'm Brad Hall. We're saying so long from Arkansas Tech in Russellville.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Bomber Football is brought to you by
Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Centennial Bank, Chad Beshears of Edward Jones Investments, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Salvation Army, and Roger Talbert of Pegler Real Estate Group.
Join us each Friday night. The Bombers take the field for Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Matt Sharp checks scores around the state next with our scoreboard update on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
Arvest Bank, scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank, coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking, means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know. Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
And we welcome you in once again to the Bombers postgame show. Matt Sharp joining you with one last studio report coming off of Mountain Home's 33-7 loss to Sheridan down on the campus of Arkansas Tech University in Russellville. Let's take a look at what else has been going on. I do have a few finals, some still in progress. Let's see what we can check out. First off, in the 6A East, I'll just apologize in advance. I'm having some issues with my scoreboard refreshing a little bit, but I'll try to give you the scores as much as good as I possibly can. Searcy is hosting Morrilton tonight, who is ranked fourth in Class 5A. Last I saw, the Devil Dogs were up on the Lions, I believe, 28-25. I don't know if that is still the case or not. Jonesboro, the fifth-ranked team in Class 6A, was leading Little Rock Catholic by a score of 11-7. Sylvan Hills is at home against the top-ranked team in Class 4A, Arkadelphia. Have yet to see a score on that one. Last I saw, Marion was up on Blytheville at halftime, 23-14. There was one final score already from earlier this week. It was down at War Memorial Stadium Tuesday night at West Memphis, the ninth-ranked team in the state, third in Class 6A, lost to Little Rock Central by a score of 24-18. That was a big surprise in that one. A couple of other teams were idle this week on this week zero, and they were Jacksonville and Pine Bluff. On the local level, last score we saw, Melbourne was leading Charleston 21-18 at halftime. Have yet to see a score on the game between Mountain View and Magnet Cove down in Malvern. Last I saw, Two Rivers was leading Marshall by a score of 12-8. Harrison, the 10th-ranked team in the state, second in Class 5A, ended up beating P. Ridge tonight by a final score of 42-7. Yellow Summit and Salem were both idle for this week zero. In the Arkansas Sports Media overall top 10 games that we haven't yet gotten to, another final score from earlier this week. It was number 7 Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 5A, winning a very high scoring game over Harbor, 84-68. Last I saw in the Salt Bowl down in Little Rock, it was number 2 Bryant leading number 8 Benton by a score of 21-7. Benton is also the second ranked team in Class 6A. I saw number 3 Fayetteville was just having their way with St. John Vianney earlier tonight. Last score we had, Conway, who is tied for 5th, was tied with El Dorado at 21 apiece. El Dorado came into this game ranked 4th in Class 6A. And a couple other teams, top 10 teams playing tomorrow. Both games are being played at Bentonville, as number 1 North Little Rock will take on Tulsa Washington from Oklahoma. And the host Tigers, the host Bentonville Tigers, who's tied with Conway for that number 5 ranking, will also be playing an Oklahoma team from Midwest City. Number 4 Greenwood is idle this week. Okay, I've finally got my scoreboard updated, and let's see, I can give you some better updates. It is at halftime, Bryant pretty much just dominating Benton tonight in the Salt Bowl, 35-7. Jonesboro is leading Little Rock Catholic 18-13 that game in the fourth quarter. In the third quarter, Marion was up on Blytheville by a score of 30-14. Searcy was trailing Morrilton 35-31. So you see if I can give you an update on the local scores. Still had the same score on the games, but the Melbourne game and the Marshall game, and have yet to see anything on the game between Mountain View and Magnet Cove. Moving to the Class 5A Top 5, because we've already gone through all the Class 6A Top 5 teams. One other final score in addition to PA and Harbor from earlier this week, and this game was Monday night at War Memorial Stadium as number 5 Little Rock McClellan defeated Dollarway 18-14. The only other game that I haven't yet gotten to in this latest segment, that game may have gone final. Let's see if I can find number 3 Little Rock Christian. Did defeat Batesville tonight by a score of 52-21. By the way, there was one other game I forgot to mention in the in the 6A East tonight. No, I'm sorry. I was mistaken on that. Let's go move on to the Class 4A Top 5. Two final scores from already. Number two, Nashville, defeated Watson Chapel 35-28 Tuesday night at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock. And also on Tuesday, it was number three, Warren over Magnolia, 41-21. That game was played on the campus of Southern Arkansas University in Magnolia. And by the way, there the game that I did forget to mention from the 6A East was Sylvan Hills hosting the top-ranked team in Class 4A, Arkadelphia. Have not seen a score update on that one. Last I saw, number four, Joe T. Robinson was up on Springdale. I lost my score on that one. And number five, Shiloh Christian, was leading Moorhaven from Florida. That game was actually being played down in Orlando. Now I've got my scoreboard back. Let me see if I can update you on some of these games I was just mentioning, starting with the Sylvan Hills and Arkadelphia. And let's see, I have yet to see any scores on those two. I will tell you, Shiloh Christian did defeat Moorhaven down there in Orlando by a score of 41-6. See if I can find the game, the score between Springdale and Joe T. Robinson. Fourth quarter, it is Robinson, the Senators, leading the Bulldogs by a score of 34-14. I'm looking to see if I can find it. Here we go. At halftime, it was Sylvan Hills losing to the top-ranked team in Class 4A, Arkadelphia, by a score of 26-10. The Class 3A Top 5, two finals from earlier this week, including the number one team going down. The top-ranked Prescott lost to number five, Rising, 42-40 in double overtime. That was Tuesday night on the campus of Southern Arkansas University in Magnolia. Also, Monday night at Centennial Bank Stadium on the campus of Arkansas State University in Jonesboro, it was number three, Osceola, losing to Valley View, 36-19. Number two, Boonville, is losing to Clarksville tonight, 41-28 in the fourth quarter. And number four, Camden Harmony Grove. Last I saw, they were up on Junction City. Right now, that is the case, but not by much. It's third quarter. Camden Harmony Grove is leading 14-12. Junction City coming to this game, the top-ranked team in Class 2A. There is one other game in the Class 2A Top 5 tonight, as number two, Hazen, is hosting Cross County. Let's see if I can find the score on that game this evening. It was Hazen defeating Cross County by a score of 48-6. Number three, Gurdon. Number four, Fordyce. And fifth-ranked Foreman are all idle for this week zero in Arkansas high school football. And that's going to put a wrap on this scoreboard update and on tonight's broadcast. And again, thank you for listening to us. I want to thank Bob Burr. Excuse me. Boy, I'm so used to saying that. I want to thank Brad Hallworth and Sonny Elliott for joining us from the stadium. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score tonight from Arkansas Tech University in Russellville, the Sheridan Yellow Jackets 33 and the Mountain Home Bombers 7. Good night, everyone.